What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
Get Boston Sports Original on the go wherever you go. Just download the Odyssey app.
I try to make other guys know that I'm on the ice and make them feel uncomfortable, and maybe that makes them, you know, get rid of pucks a little bit quicker, put their teammate in a tougher spot. And, you know, that tends to create more turnovers and gets the puck into my team's hands a little bit more often. So that's the type of element that I can bring to a line. And then, you know, when we do have the puck, then I can be hard down low and make plays down low and things like that, and just try to, you know, put the puck in my team's hands and create chances that way. So
Tanner Janot, tell you, I like the sound of this guy. Hard down low.
Very much so.
Which,
brag of the week?
Talk about a brag.
Good Lord,
my
sir.
Goodness. What did he say? He said I can be?
I can be hard down low.
He can be. Can't be. Not all the time. Are you insane?
I mean, yeah,
seriously.
Yeah.
That's not healthy
all
is
right.
What that is.
Okay.
He can be.
Yeah.
Hard down low.
Good to know.
His words.
Yeah.
I was unaware of that when the Bruins signed him last week. I am feeling a little better about
it. You like the signing?
The vigor that he has.
Yeah.
He's a virile man.
Good signing.
Yeah.
Like that a lot. It's been a good offseason for the Bruins thus far.
So what do you think about it from afar there, Keith?
With the, I can be hard down low and...
Sick brag, bro.
That might have to be.
Absolutely. The brag of the week. I can be, too. It takes a lot of focus and concentration. But I can be.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing really to get excited about. I mean, you can go all the way back to the draft pick and be like, all right, that's a nice draft pick. We're down the road.
If you want to rewind it that far,
yeah.
I started the week feeling pretty good.
Yeah, right.
I came in on Monday. I'm like, do we actually have to give Don Sweeney some credit? I like what they did
good
in the draft.
Good top 10 pick. Cam Neely says top 10 picks are the only ones that matter.
True.
Pretty much. He was like, you can't put anything else on Don.
It's very accurate.
It's only worth a damn if it's in the top 10. And by all accounts, they got a good player, a player that was – you know, could have even been picked higher than 7, and you got him there and the whole thing. So great. But that's
then free
down
agency
the road.
Started.
And then free agency. Did it, though?
Yeah.
Like, well, did it start?
I think the Bruins.
Sean Corrales back.
I think the Bruins are done. No, we talked to Scott McLaughlin last week from WEEI.com.
Another
he's like,
brag.
He's like, this is what the Bruins do every year, which I didn't notice, and I went back and looked.
It's just.
Day one, they're just done. They just jump in, both feet free agency,
yep.
And it's like the Dombrowski approach.
Yeah.
Where they're in, they're done, they have their targets.
We're all set.
I don't love their targets this year, but okay, they got them.
So,
and now they're done. I mean, this is just the team now, I think.
And maybe I shouldn't freak out because I also really liked the Elias Lindholm signing. Well, that's a good signing.
Me too.
Was it, though? It was not. So maybe he'll have a bounce back year. Who the hell knows? But there are definitely, we talk about it more so in football than anything else, like, you know, winning the offseason. Even Mike Vrabel made that line about winning March or
yep.
whatever he said.
Yep.
No, but this feels like it's going to be a rough year for the Bruins. Like, it has that feeling about it. It feels like they're kind of a long way away. They're going to need their top guys to all play out of their minds. But even if they do, what does that get you? Like, Pastrnak had a great year. Like, statistically, he had an incredible year. They were, like, nowhere near the playoffs. They were an all-time seller at the deadline. And I don't know, you look at the team, you look at the roster on paper right now, and you're like, I'm not excited about this group at all.
No, but I mean, the glass half full way to argue it, you get another season out of Pastrnak.
Yep.
McAvoy plays a full season.
You need Swayman to play out of his mind.
That's the big one.
That's
And so, I mean, if Swayman's a top 10 goalie, are you a playoff team? I would say probably.
I think he shut out Norway in that tournament or whatever, so that should help.
So that should go a long way, and maybe they're a little more disciplined with Sturm. They clearly weren't last year with Montgomery and after the Monty firing. I've already blanked on the guys. Joe Sacco. And so they
How dare you.
apologies. But, you know, maybe that refocuses them a little bit. But, yeah, what are you talking about? A team that sneaks into the playoffs, and what does that mean? I don't feel great about it. The way I was saying this last week, Keith, I don't really hate the Tanner Janot signing on its surface. Like, okay, you bring in the guy. He's hard down low. There's a bit of an edge. He'll be a popular player, I'm sure, in Boston with his play style.
Yeah.
He'll drop the mitts. He'll rough you up.
Well, it can be hard down low.
The text that was going, or the tweet that was going around last week, Jay Fresh Hockey was basically like, the guy does nothing with the puck.
Awesome.
But when you have the puck, he's going to.
Doesn't even have a stick.
Make some plays.
He skates around out there. You're like, what's this guy up to?
I could see him being a popular player. I just don't like the term on that contract. Like, what'd you need?
No, I know.
I thought you were spackling together your roster with some short-term deals. And, all right, let's reset for a year. Short-term contracts. Next year, maybe we'll really dive in. Not that you're going to sign McDavid, but next year there's better players in free agency. This was a bad free agent crop. And that was before everybody pretty much re-signed with their own team going into free agency. So I could see like a reset year with short-term deals. And it seemed like that's what they were doing.
Let's lock them up.
Then they signed Janot to 5 years. And I'm like, that doesn't fit with everything else they did. And that to me is confusing and inconsistent.
And we're like, with the cap going up, you'd think every single year, I guess $3.4 million, maybe not like the end of the world, but like, what are you going to really get out of that? Are you going to be a player in these big free agents down the road? Because if you look back on it, the last couple of times the Bruins missed the playoffs in a season, they missed it for two straight years. And then they came back and then they went on a little bit of a run. And it feels like that could be the same case here. We're probably going to miss the playoffs again this year. At least that would be my bet as of right now. But then how are you going to be set up for the following year? Because you have those three kind of pillars, I guess, if you want to call them that, in place. They're young and they're all locked up long term.
Yeah, I felt better about those pillars a year ago than I do now. But yes,
shooketh on Swayman. There's no doubt we're all shooketh on Swayman. Even McAvoy, I'm like, I don't know. Going back 3 or 4 years ago, I guess I thought he was going to be better now than
you
he
thought
is today.
You had, you know, a top five, certainly
every
a
year.
Top 10
every year, top
every
five
year.
Defenseman, I thought.
Yeah.
And now you're still left kind of wondering. But now it's like, what's the rest of the roster look like? Because for before, like, you still had those guys, but you had an older Bergeron, you had an older Marchand, you had an older Krejci for the year that he came back. You know, who else is going to sort of slot in there? Like, you've had not only
he's trash.
Not only did you not replace, that's right, you didn't replace those guys like at all.
You have 3 fourth lines. That's good.
That's true.
You do have some grinders though. You got a bunch of guys that could play the fourth. It's like the Celtics big man.
Yep.
It's sort of the same thing where you're like, I kind of like that player. It's like, well, he's actually your second line right wing.
That's
you're
a
like,
loaded.
What?
That is a loaded bottom six.
Yeah, like, right.
You're like, yeah, but what's in the top six?
Like, we have three guys in the top six.
You want these lines? We did this
you
last
the lines?
Week, Keith. I
you get the lines?
I
Morning skate?
I infringed on your territory a little bit with Bulls music these
oh,
lines.
Oh, you did? Who was first off the ice at Morning
Ooh,
skate?
Oh, good question. Here, and this is just Bruins cap space. I like their work on Twitter.
All right.
They got Jeremy Swayman first off
in net?
Yeah.
Is Corpy still going to be on the team?
Corpy's on the team, yeah.
You think he will be?
I think, yeah, right now he is. What else are they doing?
There's trade rumors about him.
Are there?
Maybe I just...
They could peel him off?
Maybe I was dreaming.
Peel off my guy Corpy? No, so top line, Lindholm centering Geeky and Pastrnak. Your second line
that's
is...
That's a line. That's a line.
That's a line.
That's a line that's going to score some goals, or should.
Mittelstadt centering Zacha and Arvidsson feels light in your top six. That's your second line right now.
Oh, that's your second line.
Yeah. Not great, Bob.
Mittelstadt can't bench 150, I think is what it was.
Yeah.
All right. More of a finesse.
So
guy.
That doesn't feel great. But then, you look at the bottom six, and that feels more aligned. No, maybe this is inconsistent. I don't like that it feels like Marco Sturm has some influence on who they're bringing in. And
Sturminator?
You know, Sweeney, you want to align with your coach and say, okay, well, what kind of guys do you want to bring in, and what's your play style, and bringing in guys from the LA Kings. like Arvidsson specifically, who he was on the bench as an assistant when Arvidsson was in L.A. He was in the organization last year with Geno.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right, they brought in some guys that he knows or at least understands how they're going to play, and it's going to translate to the way he wants to play.
Morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Awesome. I already didn't like the hire, and now I don't like that they're bringing in, like, his guys.
Yeah.
And, like, doubling down on it. I don't know that I like that, but I acknowledge on the same token out the other end of my mouth, I acknowledge that a good GM is going to fit players to the coach's play style.
Yeah.
So it just comes all back to, I don't believe in Marco Sturm. I didn't really like that hire, and so I can't feel good about the guys he wants here.
No, I guess, but I would go the other way and say, if that's the guy you're bringing in, you chose him, I guess. Like, we're led to believe you're the last team to pick your head coach. You chose him, so at least give him a chance and let him, because you know what? He's going to be the scapegoat in a few months. If things go south, he's probably going to be the one that's gone. So
it's a good point.
Give him his guys. You know,
I didn't want Arvidsson. I didn't want Geno.
That was
Sturm
in there.
That was Marco Sturm's
guys. Can you believe these guys? Like, well, you did sign
them.
Great point. But so now Sturm is at least, you know, I guess sort of in charge a little bit, because he probably had questions too. Not that he had a million offers from other places, but when you come in to meet with the Bruins and you're like, why'd you get rid of the last two guys?
Right.
Like, they were just because they didn't win the cup, you had to get rid of them. So, like, that's sort of a small window there that I have.
617-779-7937. That's your phone number and the text line as well. Hard down low should be a new drop for Tier Tuesdays, Keith.
That could be a tier tomorrow.
You think so? We have
an idea.
We have a pretty good tiers idea.
Hard down low.
I don't know if that one's going to work for it specifically.
Figure out a way. We'll figure out a way.
Okay, we'll make it work.
Is that the top or the bottom?
We got to fine tune that a little bit. But your thoughts on the Bruins, 617-779-7937. It's a good 24-hour tease for Tier Tuesday, by the way.
Yeah, right around this time.
11:30 tomorrow here on Jones and Keith. Let's get to the Patriots. We're talking about the Bruins and our expectations for them. Are they a playoff team? How would they get in? Patriots playoff odds are out.
All right.
And some interesting numbers here. Is it bullish on the Patriots or is it not bullish enough? We'll get to it next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
AUDACY. Type that into your app search, then download Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. We'll get back to the Red Sox and a potential season-saving weekend.
Whew.
Sweeping the Nationals. They take 5 out of 6. 3 All-Stars on top of it. Rumors about Jaron Duran.
Wow.
So a lot of Red Sox stuff to get to. We'll do that at high noon. About an hour from now, we have the hashtag Dork Minute with Rich Keefe. Jurassic World Rebirth, spoiler-free.
That's right. Spoiler-free. And then on the podcast tonight, both spoiler-free and spoiler-full review.
Both.
Yeah, we do both.
Okay.
Yep.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Get into all the important questions about Jurassic World Rebirth.
So stay tuned for that. We've talked Celtics and Bruins this hour. Let's get to the Patriots. Mike Reese in his Sunday Notes passed along these numbers from ESPN Analytics, Keith.
Okay. Direct rival of the Rich Keefe Stats and Info Department.
Well, thank you. This is why I wanted to know.
No, I'll still listen.
I wanted to know what your odds spit out. But here's what Reese wrote over the weekend. He said, with an improved roster in the NFL's third easiest schedule based on 2024 win percentages, which was 429, is the opponent's win percentage.
I can't believe there are two schedules worse than theirs.
Yeah, seriously.
I thought they had like the greatest schedule imaginable.
Great point.
It's probably the Bills twice, like those wins kind of offset
a little bit.
I'm interested in the two teams that have worse schedules.
Maybe even the Bills technically have an easier schedule because they don't have to play the Bills.
Yeah, but they would play first place teams, though.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't think it would be. It'd have to be some other basement team. But anyway.
Is it realistic that the Patriots could be in the mix for a playoff spot, Reese asks. According to ESPN Analytics, the team has a 32% chance to qualify, which is 12th in the AFC. So I hear 32%. I'm like, man, the Pats have a 1-in-3 chance at the playoffs. It's actually not terrible.
No.
Then I hear they're 12th in the AFC, and I don't love that. So I don't really know how to square 12th
those. 12th in the AFC?
Yeah, I don't know how to square those numbers. You have a 32% chance, and that's 12th in the conference?
Well, they love parity. The league loves parity.
So it probably does speak to that, but honestly, 32% sounds about right. People who act like this team has no chance at making the playoffs, I would point you to the Commanders a year ago.
Yeah.
I would point you to the Texans the year before that. Like, 1 out of 3 honestly sounds about right. Is it likely or greater than 50% chance they're making the playoffs? I wouldn't go that high, but I think they have a real shot at making the playoffs based on their schedule, based on Vrabel being here in place of Mayo, and based on Drake May, what you think is going to be a step forward. That's the formula.
This team should have a better chance than those previous two teams that you mentioned because those were really unknown rookie quarterbacks, right? Like, you didn't know how good Jaden Daniels was going to be. We didn't know how good C.J. Stroud was going to be. And even in the case of Houston, it was a first-time head coach. And you're like, I don't really know what this combination is going to be.
At least with May, we have an idea.
Yeah, and I also think the AFC East isn't going to be as good as maybe it has been in the previous years or as what people might expect. Like Jets and Dolphins, like, I don't know how great they're going to be. Bills, sure, like they'll be fine. But I think Mike Vrabel is sort of a known coach. And then you are kind of banking on a year or two jump from Drake May because it wasn't, you know, a perfect year. I think a lot of us kind of talk it up a little bit more than maybe it was. And there's still a lot of, you know, hope that he is going to be one of these great quarterbacks in the league. But I still just go back to the trash bag schedule. And also, Nick just told me, I don't know if it was on the air or not, but the 49ers and Saints are the two teams with worse.
Oh, okay.
Or better schedules.
49ers have an easier schedule?
Well, yeah, because the 49ers finished last.
Yeah, and I think they still have like pretty good Super Bowl odds, I think, if you're looking forward. So that's probably part of
why. So when we do our preseason predictions, those are two teams to keep an eye on. But the Saints and Niners were both last place finishers last year. But my point would be they have the easiest AFC schedule.
Yeah.
So if you look at it that way, so I think the 33% chance, I'm like, okay, I guess I can wrap my head around that. But then basically if you're power ranking the AFC, another way, you love power rankings.
I love a power ranking within a tier. Yes.
So now you got them 12th?
Yeah,
they finished 13th last year, tied with the Jags at 4-13. They were 12th.
Yeah,
they're way better.
Agreed. 12th.
They have a real head coach, and they added guy. Now it might not have been all at premium positions, but they spent money. Their defense is going to be a lot better. Just rolling out of bed, it's going to be a lot better. And so I don't know how you'd have them 12th.
That stat was a mystery wrapped in a riddle. Because I'm like, 32%. I actually think that's higher than most fans would assume. Yeah. You know, there's a lot of people, they're not going to be a playoff team. Why is anybody talking about 9 or 10 wins? You get a lot of response to that. No, I think there's a healthy chance they do it. 12th in the AFC feels low. Yeah. So I didn't quite know what to make of that stat. You can discuss, are they too high? Are they too low on the rivals of Rich Keefe Stats and Info, the ESPN analytics rankings there? We are, Keefe.
Real quick, to make the playoffs, straight up bet on Sportsbook Rhode Island, the New England Patriots, to miss the playoffs are -170. So sort of speak to
miss the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay.
The more likely than not,
yep.
I guess.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But to make the playoffs, they are +140. Sucker's bet or buying opportunity?
That's definitely a buying opportunity.
I mean, I got them at 10 wins. If they win 10 games.
Like, I bet -170? No, thank you.
Hell no.
That's not how I bet.
Not in this lifetime.
That's how I lose a lot, but that's not how I bet.
Quite a bit. It's beginning to be a problem.
But yeah, no, that's a buying opportunity. Yeah. +140?
+140 to make the playoffs. They could be the last team in on the last day, and you're cashing that check.
plunk a ham down on that. You'll get paid next January.
A ham today.
That's like $14 in January.
It's two hams in January.
Which with tariffs, I don't even really
that's true.
Quite understand what that would look
better
like.
Better than your 401k. Put it down on Pats to make the playoffs right now.
A month from tomorrow, though, Keith, is the first preseason game, August 8th. Against the Washington Commanders.
I think we're now under 60 days to the opening night.
Yeah,
right?
Who had that tweet? Was it Schefter? Was it Scott Hansen?
Oh, one of those guys.
Somebody was like, we're 60 days away. I was like, hell yeah, we're 60 days away from football. God.
Practically taste it. It's right here. It's a 30 days first preseason game. Mm-hmm. We'll get training camp end of the month. We'll be down there.
Well,
right?
Well, I think we can say it. We're supposed to be at minicamp, and then that didn't happen. Okay. So who knows?
All right, TBD on that.
Yeah,
we'll be covering it whether we're there or not.
I guarantee.
Are you sure about that?
We're gonna talk about it.
Well, again, let's not put the cart before the horse. Assuming we're still a show, we will definitely
That's
be talking about it.
I know.
Will we be there? You know,
TBD.
It's all negotiable.
That's fine.
The way they start the season, though, Keith, Vegas week one at Miami, home against Pittsburgh. Home against Carolina. So three home games. Miami and Pittsburgh got interesting based on last week with the swap that they made.
Yeah.
What
do you think about that? Is it like team won that more than the other?
I think it's a win for Miami.
Yeah.
I like Fitzpatrick better than Ramsey. And I like that, oddly, I like that Miami subtracted Jonnu Smith because I think that's an indication they're going to get back to explosive offense as opposed to what they did last year, which was just short little throws to Jonnu Smith. They stopped using Tyreek Hill, which maybe means Tyreek is cooked. I don't know. But this to me speaks to them becoming more explosive with Hill and Waddle. And
Arthur Smith's on Pittsburgh, right? So Jonnu Smith.
Yep.
Jonnu Smith was good last year.
He was really good.
He was really good
last
year.
Because all Miami did was throw it to him and Achane. They didn't throw to Hill. They didn't throw to Tyreek or Waddle.
So maybe they'll chuck it more. Kids, a corner is better and more important than a safety. But I feel like Ramsey at this point is kind of sliding down that list of top corners. So
Giardi thinks he should move to safety.
Oh, maybe he will. I mean, a lot of the greats end up doing that. So maybe he will end up moving to safety. So I do think Miami did get a little bit better as well. So we'll see what happens there. But, you get to face both those teams early. But, I don't know, you'll have a pretty good indication, I think, four games in, where they're at. Because if they're somehow 1-3 off the rip, then it's like, oh, boy. All of a sudden, that's become sort of a sucker's bet. And you're like, because, all those games are very winnable. And you would have to imagine, if that poll has them 12th in the AFC, teams like Vegas, Miami, and Pittsburgh would be right in front of them. So if you lose that head-to-head early, you're like, oh, that's almost like losing two games.
No,
it's
true.
By the end of the year.
No, those are teams. They should fatten up early in their schedule.
Yeah, I agree.
And the whole schedule's easy, but they should three out of the first four at home is, again, just that should go a long way towards getting the year started on the right foot.
And we talked about this, though, when the schedule came out. You also can't just, bank on, going on a run at the end because you play Buffalo and Baltimore two of your final four games.
And it's too early for them to be resting guys.
No, right.
They're 15 and 16.
No. So you're going to get Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson at the end of the year. So, we did the whole exercise before, they need to get out to a hot, hot start. And then at that point, it's like, all right, if you steal one of those games, great, but you're not relying on it.
32% chance at making the playoffs. Too high or too low for the Patriots on their playoff odds. You can discuss 617-779-7937. We'll get back to you and we'll get back to the Red Sox as well. Maybe save their season over the weekend. Maybe. And a big week coming up this week for the Red Sox heading into the All-Star break. We'll get to it next.
Jones and Keith on WEEI.
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 What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.